The Wabash and Erie Canal, a transportation debacle on this moment of Indiana history. In the 1830s, Indiana, like many other states, began to plan and build canals to transport goods and people. Like other projects, the Wabash and Erie Canal began with great expectations and at great cost. But by the beginning of the 1840s, the state was in dire financial condition, and the canal project lay fallow. By 1850, though, work on southern sections of the canal had resumed. High costs and difficult working conditions plagued the project. Immigrant laborers, mostly Irish, were brought in by contractors to perform the backbreaking work of digging and moving earth. 50 or more men were housed in poorly built shanties, some estimated to have been 80 feet long. To make the work slightly more bearable, jigger bosses walked up and down the lines, doling out free whiskey four times a day. Filthy living conditions and contaminated drinking water made for frequent cholera outbreaks. During June and July 1852, more than 100 workers died along one section of the canal in the Patoka Bottoms. Local legends tell of bodies being buried within the canal embankments. Others were burned along with the shacks where they were found dead. In September 1853, the southern section of the Wabash and Erie Canal opened for business, just as railroads were becoming recognized as a more efficient form of transportation. By 1860, many sections of the canal had been permanently abandoned, making the Wabash and Erie Canal emblematic of the failure of Indiana's great transportation revolution of the 1830s. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.